Continuing this morning in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 23, and we see here Jesus give us some real talk. He's being real and honest throughout this whole Sermon on the Mount, obviously, but we see here him give some real talk warnings here. Some real talk points that we need to understand and see. Stuff that may hurt, right, but is the truth, and we need to hear. And so I want to dive right into the word there. Starting in verse 13, if you're there, let me know that you're there by saying there. And we're going to read through verse 23. The verses will be on the screen if you don't have a copy of God's word. But this is what the word of the Lord says. It says this: enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the road broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who go through it. How narrow is the gate and how difficult the road that leads to life, and few find it. Be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. Every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire, so you'll recognize them by their fruit. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, and do many miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Won't we pray one more time together? Heavenly Father, Lord, pray that you'd bless the reading of your word, the preaching of it. Lord, speak to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you'd show us what it looks like to walk in the kingdom way, Lord, in these days, God. We love you. We thank you. God, we ask these things all in your gracious and heavenly name. Amen and amen. And title of the message today, simply that, the kingdom way. Jesus here shares with the disciples, those that are listening to him, and is sharing to us about what it looks like to walk in the kingdom way, walk in this new way of life. Like we've talked about throughout this series, Jesus, right, is coming onto the scene, man, and ushering in this new kingdom on earth, and is calling for his followers, his disciples, to walk in this new kingdom reality. And he shares here about what it looks like to walk in the kingdom way. I believe we see here in the text, right, three ways that we are able to walk in the kingdom way. Three ways we're able to walk in the kingdom way. The first way we see in verses 13 and 14, right? In order to walk in the kingdom way, church, we've got to choose to be intentional. Be intentional. Verses 13 and 14, it speaks to that. Enter through the narrow gate. The gate, right, in Jesus' day, man, represented, hey, the prime entryway and exit way into a town. It was significant. It was important. And Jesus says, hey, choose to enter that way. And choose to, hey, walk in the narrow road. Don't choose to follow the wide and long road. Choose to walk in the narrow way, because that way is the way that you find life at the end of the day. But the reality is, in order to walk in that way every day, you have got to be intentional about it. You got to be intentional about it. I'll put it to you this way, right? This past week, had, you know, our honeymoon out in Seattle area, right? Western Washington. Spent most of the time in Western Washington, but we're in Seattle area. And, man, it was awesome. It was a blast. But I didn't know where I was going. In Seattle, man, hey, big city, right? And especially as you left there, you know, and we were taking this long trek up to, you know, Forks, where Twilight was filmed and all that, right? I had no idea where we were going.
And there were several, road splits and highways that I hadn't seen or heard of before. And hey, if I wasn't intentional right about listening to my Apple Maps, then I would have missed the right way I was supposed to go. And that was all throughout the time I was there. Listen, two or three days in, even after making the same trek, it took intentionality for me to make sure, hey, I got to turn right, I got to exit out the second exit of the roundabout, or else I'm going to end up, in some nowhere place with no service, right, and end up, being in the scene of some kind of scary movie, because where we were at, I've seen it before. And so, listen, I didn't want to find myself in that spot. And so I had to be intentional right about, hey, making sure I was on the right way, listening to, man, the instructions that were there. And that's the picture that Jesus is trying to paint here. When it comes to walking right on the narrow way, it takes intentionality as followers of Christ to do so. Hey, listen, you're not going to grow. You're not going to mature. You're not going to continue to walk in that narrow way just by osmosis. It's not going to be by accident that you find yourself on the right path. It takes intentionality. Say, Pastor Irv, how do we do that? What does that look like, man? Hey, it's going back to the basics. What we just prayed about, what Brother Wayne just talked about, man, when he was baptizing his grandkids. It's about, man, hey, choosing to spend time with God, choosing to be connected in fellowship with other believers, right? Choosing to take this Christian life seriously at the end of the day. You're not going to stumble, man, onto the right road. What happens is you're actually going to stumble, man, onto the wide road, which, as Jesus talks about here, man, leads to destruction. Literally, right? It speaks to this fact that, hey, man, this road will lead to your demise, your ruin. The whole world, man, is on that wide road, right? To the pursuit of self. Pleasure, money, possessions. Hey, the whole world is on that road. Jesus says, hey, man, avoid that. Man, choose to jump in the narrow road. And that takes intentionality. It takes going all in this Christian thing. Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says it like this. One of my favorite couple of verses. So then, just as you've received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to walk in Him, being rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing with gratitude. Listen, you've got to be intentional. I ask it. I've asked it often. Hey, what does your time with the Lord look like every single day? Are you spending time with Him? Man, I had to ask myself that. Hey, in the business of this last week, hey, it was so easy just to turn off spending time with God. So easy to do that. Man, what is your time with God look like? Hey, are you in community with other Christians? Where you're walking through life together, sharpening one another. Do you have an accountability partner? Can I just be honest? It's so easy, hey, to pin the excuse of, hey, I'm busy for all these things. But here's the reality. You're going to find yourself stumbling onto the wide road. Pursuing, man, hey, the pleasures of the rest of the world. Hey, you've got to be intentional, man, about being on, man, this long, this narrow road, even though it's difficult. Right? Hey, even though it takes sacrifice, hey, you got to choose to be intentional about it. And in order to walk in the kingdom way, we've got to choose to be intentional. Secondly, right, in order to walk in the kingdom way, church, we've got to choose to bear fruit. Second part there, starting in verse 15. Be on your guard against false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravaging wolves. You'll recognize them by their fruit. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? In the same way, every good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree produce good fruit. And every tree that doesn't produce good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. So you'll recognize them by their fruit. In context here, Jesus is talking about the religious leaders, talking about them throughout this Sermon on the Mount. right? And these religious leaders, man, being folks that, hey, were false prophets of the time. Bold statement by Jesus, because these were the preachers of the time, the deacons of the time. And Jesus says, hey, beware of them. But it's interesting, right? Whenever we think of false prophets, we think of folks that teach or preach something that's false in today's time. But Jesus wasn't necessarily talking about that. The religious leaders of the day, man, hey, they were real good about teaching the truth. Here was the problem. They were real bad about living it out. Hello. What Jesus is talking about here, it's not a question about orthodoxy, right? Hey, they had the right theology. The problem was, hey, their orthopraxy, their practice was bad. They didn't have the right practice. Hey, there were those people that, we all got them, right? We all know them. There were those people, right, that were the very much so the do as I say, not as I do people. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't trying to step on toes, you know. Hey, baby, you're thinking, oh, man, I may be there. There were those folks. Jesus says, hey, beware of them. And, hey, you'll know who they are by their fruit. Religious leaders of the day, man, hey, they were real good preachers and speakers, but their fruit, man, was showing that they didn't belong to the way. You may say, Pastor Irvin, hey, what do you mean by fruit here? I mean, hey, two things. Jesus talks about it there, right? Fruit, number one, right, speaks of the fruit of the Spirit, right? If we're saved in here, hey, the fruit of the Spirit ought to be illuminated in our life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5 talks about that. That ought to be seen in our life and displayed. We ought to be bearing that fruit. But also, man, hey, the fruit that he's talking about here is doing his will. Verse 21 speaks to that. Man, so are we folks, man, that bear fruit? Here's the thing. You may not be a preacher or teacher in here, but hey, you can fall victim just like, hey, the religious leaders of the day. You can fall victim to being that quote unquote false prophet. Hey, telling your kids one thing, yet by the way that you live and treat that other, that neighbor, that person, preaching something totally different. Hey, telling your spouse one thing, but showing a whole nother thing to them. Hey, are you bearing fruit? The kingdom way, man, looks like us choosing to be folks that bear fruit. If we're saved in here, right, we are good trees. And so fruit ought to be being birthed out of our life. It ought to be seen and shown in our life. It's not just about, man, hey, knowing the right stuff. It's about walking in the right way. Hey, doing the will of the Father. You can know a lot. Hey, listen to me. You can, and let me go ahead and put this precursor out there. Nothing wrong, hey, with knowing theology. Nothing wrong with being studied up, knowing what you believe. That's important. But that's not the gist of your Christian life. Hey, the knowledge ought to, man, lead to the practice. As we grow in knowledge, man, of the Lord, as we grow in knowing Him personally, right, He changes us, and that ought to lead to right living. Fruit being birthed out of our life. Can that be said of you? Can I go ahead and tell you what that takes is, man, hey, choosing, man, to surrender to the Lord every single day. Again, doesn't happen by osmosis. I'm learning that. Brother Ben, like I said, man, been married a whole 7-8 days. Sister Morgan, I'm learning. Hey, marriage has shown me, hey, how selfish I am. Man, it showed me how much I need the Lord. And so I'm learning even more. So, hey, I've got to choose to surrender to Him every single day. I need His help. And the same thing applies for you in here. Bearing fruit. Man, can that be said of your life? Bearing fruit consists of allowing, man, for the fruits of His Spirit to be manifest in your life, as well as faithfully following His will for your life. And the kingdom way consists of bearing fruit. But thirdly and lastly, right, the kingdom way, man, it
consists of choosing to believe in the Lord. Verses 21 and through 23 says like this: not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many — that's sobering, isn't it? — many will say to me, Lord, Lord, didn't we, do these things in your name, prophesy in your name, drive out demons in your name, do many miracles in your name? Then I will announce to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you lawbreakers. Man, the kingdom way consists of choosing to believe in him. I'll tell you a story. Whenever I was 16 years old, been going to church 3-4 years probably consistently in the youth, was on the youth leadership team. Before I even went to church, I, you know, went to a Christian school, so I knew a lot of the Bible, participated in junior Bible quizzes, because I was super competitive, and I'm not going to lie, I won a lot of ribbons, won a lot of free pizza parties, you know, for one of those. I knew ton of the word. I'd even, a couple of different times, prayed to the Lord. At this point in time, I had preached a sermon on Super Bowl Sunday, right? Preached the salvation message, been to several mission trips, seen God work. But at this event, Disciple Now 2009, I was there, you know, and it was invitation time the last night, just like any standard Disciple Now. And I think, you know, I think the invitation song was Mighty to Save, you know, popular song of the time. And so I'm up there raising my hands, you know, singing Mighty to Save. And I'll never forget the Spirit of God. It was like he was audible. Said this, Irvin, you may know all about me, but you don't know me personally. And Sister Kelly, I said, Lord, I've gone on several mission trips. I've gone to camp. Man, I got my camp t-shirt in the closet, showing that I went to camp. Man, I've done all these things. I committed to stay pure, you know, until marriage. I've done all this stuff. What do you mean I'm not? I don't know you personally. You haven't believed upon me. I remember that night, wrestling with that for a while and realizing at the end of the day, I really didn't know him. I knew all about him, but didn't know him personally, and came to faith in him. What Jesus is saying here is this: there's going to be many people, right, that say, Jesus, I've done a lot of things for you, man. I've stacked chairs for you. I've served in kids' men for you. I've gone on mission trips for you. And Jesus is going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. That word know, right, is the word gnosko in the original language. It speaks to, knowing him intimately, a personal relationship with him. Right, it goes beyond just knowing facts about him. Like for me, being a sports fan, I know a ton of facts about a ton of different players. But I don't know him personally because I've never met them, shaking their hand. Jesus says here, the kingdom way consists of you choosing to believe in me. Say, Pastor Irv, how do we do that? The Bible was clear about it, man. We believe in him, right, by repentance and faith. True belief, right, is repentance, right, turning, understanding the fact that, you fall short of God's glorious standard, right, and turning away from that, man, and placing faith on what Jesus Christ did on an old rugged cross 2,000 years ago. It's not just simply coming to church. It's not just simply doing good things for God. It's not just, simply being a good person that makes you right with him, right? True belief is repentance and faith. Romans 10 talks about that. It says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation. For the scripture says, everyone who believes on him will not be put to shame, since there is no distinction, hallelujah, between Jew and Greek. because the same Lord of all richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Do you believe in him? Say, Pastor Irv, how do I know that I'm saved? Well, Jesus, man, you just talked about it a little earlier. Is there real fruit in your life? Hey, if there's no fruit of the fact that you've been changed, right, then hey, there's no root in Christ. You don't know him. There's never been a point in time when you've trusted in him. And you're on that wide road now. Do you believe in him? If you want to walk in the kingdom way, man, it starts with choosing to believe in him. The kingdom way. Are we walking in it? Man, are you intentional? Man, in walking in that narrow way. Man, are you bearing fruit for his kingdom? And listen, have you believed in him? Have you placed your faith and trust in him?